This is something different. My name is Fred Rodriguez. Episode number 2 is here. Today's episode is titled, Is it possible to end up being your own dad by using time travel? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Time travel has long been a topic of fascination for humans. The ability to go back and forth in time, change events, and potentially alter the course of history is a concept that appeals to the imagination of many. But what if time travel could take us beyond just changing history, beyond just seeing the past or future? What if it could change who we are at our very core? This brings us to an intriguing question. Is it possible to end up being your own dad by using time travel?
The idea of becoming your own father may understandably seem to be outlandish and far-fetched. But when you consider the paradoxes and possibilities that come with time travel, it becomes a concept that could hold some merit. For starters, time travel is often depicted as having a cause and effect relationship. If you were to go back in time and change something significant, it would invariably have an impact on the present-day world. In that sense, the actions you take in the past can ultimately affect your future self.
So, what if you were to go back in time and conceive a child with your mother or a woman who would eventually give birth to you? It sounds strange, but it's a premise that has been explored in many time travel-related works of fiction. By having a child with your younger mother, you would essentially be fathering yourself and creating a predestination paradox. But what would happen to the present you? Would you disappear altogether? Would you exist as two separate entities, one as yourself and the other, your father?
One theory suggests that the act of time travel would split you into two distinct physical beings, essentially creating a doppelganger of sorts. The version of you that originally existed in the new timeline would continue to live their life in the present day without remembering any of their time travel experiences. Meanwhile, the new version of you, the one who traveled back in time and fathered yourself, would exist as a separate person, with their own memories and experiences.
But there are also other factors that could come into play when we consider the idea of becoming your own father. For instance, we know that the DNA of parents is passed down to their children. When you conceive a child with someone, a part of your genetic makeup is passed down to them. So, if you were to have a child with your mother, it would stand to reason that some of your DNA would also be passed down to yourself. This would create another paradox. You would father yourself while also being your own biological child.
Of course, all of this is pure speculation. We currently don't have the technology or ability to time travel, let alone test the theory of becoming one's own father. But the concept of time travel raises some interesting philosophical questions about causality, predetermination, and the nature of existence.
If time travel were possible, would we be able to change our destinies? Or would we be locked into a predetermined path, unable to alter the course of history? Would we be able to create paradoxes such as becoming our own father without causing irreparable damage to the fabric of reality?
At the end of the day, these are questions that may never be answered. But they remain intriguing ideas to ponder, not just in the context of time travel, but in the broader scope of human existence. After all, if it is indeed possible to father oneself through time travel, what other possibilities could lie beyond the realms of our current understanding of science and reality? This is all for today, friends. My name is Fred, and this was episode 2 of Something Different. See ya next time.